The Senior TT on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, began at 12 noon, and first away was last year's winner, Phil Carpenter.
Where they go, I'm pushing number Phil Carpenter, number one, Charlie Williams, number two. And it's Phil Carpenter who gets the best start, and he's away now. Charlie Williams not far behind him. Now number three, this is Billy Guthrie, and number four, Bill Smith. Both having long pushes. Both away though. Number five and six now. Number five, Bill Ray. Number six, Derek Chatterton. And Derek gets a good start. Now number seven, this is Martin Sharp. And at number eight, Helmut Kastner. And Martin Sharp gets a very good start indeed there, closely followed by Kastner. Now number nine and ten. Number nine, Percy Tate. And number ten, Mick Grant. The Kawasaki, listen to this machine. Now we have number 11, Jeff Barry, and number 12, John Taylor.
By Balaf, Mick Grant was really moving up through the field.
And one and two just gone through there in that order. Phil Carpenter and Charlie Williams in company. Next pair coming down now, the first of which is six, Chatterton, followed by four, Bill Smith, right together. And they accelerate away, very steady over Balaf Bridge. No spectacular leaps so far, and that's the way we like it. Number three, Billy Guthrie. On the Danfa Yamaha, and he's number eight, really going. Kastner, then ten, Mick Grant, right with him. And then number five, Bill Ray, and Mick Grant, going well. Number seven, Martin Sharp.
Phil Carpenter, who was leading on the roads, went out at Governor's Bridge on the first lap.
And who is it? It's the Kawasaki. It's number 10, Mick Grant, leading on the roads. And he's the second machine, and the third. It's number two, followed by number three, and he's Charlie Mortimer, number 14. We stop the watch and work out the difference. This is number six, Derek Chatterton, but I say again, number one, Phil Carpenter, has not reached the finish of lap one. He was through signpost corner, but has not reached here. Well, I can tell you now that Mick Grant went through on my watch some 12 seconds ahead of... There's number five, Bill Ray. Number eight, Helmut Kastner. I was saying 12 seconds between Grant and Mortimer as they passed us here. As Martin Sharp and Jeff Barry go through. And the machine's really screaming through here now. This next one is number four. That's Bill Smith. Thumbs up signal, I think that was. And 12 seconds they went through between Grant and Mortimer. The time difference on the road was 20 seconds. They went through 12 seconds, so it would appear that Mortimer is keeping that 8-second lead. Machine through there was John Williams.
By the bungalow on lap two, Mortimer led on the roads, but only just.
The first is Mortimer. The second is Grant, and the third is Guthrie. Here they go, one, two, three, as quickly as that. With Guthrie trying to overtake Grant on the outside as they go round the left-hander, but he didn't succeed. Mick Grant saw to that, but this really is a sight.
But Mortimer hit trouble and was destined to spend 1 minute and 20 seconds in his pit.
It's number 10, Mick Grant, and he's going straight through, listen. Second machine now, this is number three, Billy Guthrie. Through now, and here's Chas Mortimer, number 14, and Chas Mortimer coming into the pits. Crosses the line some 14 seconds after Mick Grant, which would give him a lead of 6 seconds. Remember, it was 21, and there's some adjustments being made to the left-hand side of this machine here. Chas Mortimer, 6 seconds ahead at the end of this lap two. Mick Grant went straight through, but Chas...
This let John Williams into the lead, and he was really flying on lap three at Balaf.
Well, Peter, he's John Williams now. By gum, he's taking a chance. He's really going. I hope the road just doesn't get a shower of rain on it, because if he cranks over to that angle before Balaf Bridge, he will be in trouble. But he's certainly going pretty well, and he's number two, Charlie Williams now. Mick Grant was spectacular here. It was a two-point landing, and he gave it the lever right on the hump of the bridge, but he got a bit too far to the left-hand side. It wasn't a patch on the lap before. Following him was number three, Billy Guthrie, so four riders through on this lap so far, and the gap now from John Williams to Mick Grant, 6 seconds.
At the bungalow, Grant was really trying, and so was Williams.
We're looking for Grant, and here he comes, and Grant is first on the road, with Billy Guthrie sitting right in his slipstream, and they're travelling tremendously fast. Mick Grant going right out over the flush curve on the outside of the bend. Not using quite so much road on the exit, he looks over his right shoulder and he sees Billy Guthrie sitting right there on his tail. This is worth seeing, all you spectators down further down between here and the end of the lap. Windy corner, 33rd, Craignabar area. There's John Williams and he's trying. Boy, he's trying. Oh yes, he's using all the road and he will see Grant and Guthrie on the longer stretches of the course, I should think. But
Grant was leading on lap four at Ballacrane by 7 seconds.
Here he comes very fast, knee out, flips down, fifth, 4 seconds. It's number 19, John Williams. John Williams on the Gerald Brown Yamaha, followed closely by Billy Guthrie, number three. Billy going into the corner, appreciably slower than John Williams round the actual corner itself, but still going as Billy does, very, very fast and very, very steady. John Williams, this is quite a remarkable performance because I met John last week up at the Craig while watching practice and he was in considerable pain, and I know that when the race was put back from Monday to Tuesday he was quite pleased that it was giving his collarbone a little bit of extra time to heal. Another rider interview now, down from the centre of the road over in towards the wall. It's number 11, Jeff Barry. Jeff Barry, number 11, cranking round down and behind the fairing before he straightens up.
Grant held this lead exactly at Balaff.
Fantastic. He's really going today. There's no doubt whatever about it. John Williams is really on his way, and the time difference is the same. It is exactly the same as at Ballacrane. 7 seconds is the gap in the senior TD.
And there was some really close racing at Balaff on this fourth lap.
James Williams, he's Mortimer, going like the clappers. By God, he's trying. There's no doubt whatever that was the fastest thing through to date. Perhaps not quite as quick as John Williams on the bridge, but, 30 mile an hour quicker coming to the point just before the top of the bridge, I'd say. Fantastic. Let's hope it doesn't rain because there'll be dozens of them off doing that sort of thing. Terrific grip in these new tyres. Must be this high hysterical tyres. And he's number 7, Martin Sharp. 6, Derek Chatterton. 5, Bill Ray. 8, Kastner. 16, Rutter. It says lap 4 on the charts here, but it looks like lap 1, in fact. Terrific dice on there, and one for the spectators.
Now let's hear Mick Grant completing lap 4.
It is indeed. Here he is, Mick Grant on the Kawasaki, number 10, and John Williams is at time post corner. The watch has started, and 50 seconds John Williams has here to retain his lead. Number 19, John Williams.
And was John Williams closing that gap?
41, 42, 43, 44, 45 seconds, so he has a 5-second lead. 5 seconds at the end of lap 4, the lead for John Williams, number 19, over Mick Grant, number 10. 5 seconds with 2 laps.
And at Ballacrane on lap 5, the gap was closing even further.
It is. It's John Williams, right knee out, cranks into the corner, and he is... I'm just waiting for the time to be given to me here. He's away, looking very steady indeed, and I'm told that John Williams leads Mick Grant by 1.6 seconds. Now, Mick did, as I expected him to, pull out some...
Now, Mick Grant at Balaff.
Away goes Mick Grant again, number 10 on his Kawasaki, looking pretty good, and 1.6 seconds was the gap at Ballacrane. What will it be here? A tremendous senior TD now. We used to have the formality of Agostini running away perhaps 5, 6, 7 minutes.
And now, John Williams at Balaff.
Number 19, a little slower than the lap before. And away he goes now. He also sounds perfectly okay. And it would seem that he is leading by about half a second. 0.5 is the gap. So there is a complete second being taken out of it. Grant is leading the race by a half second, would you believe?
But at the bungalow, John Williams was back in the lead.
Very fast, that red and white helmet. Over the tram lines he goes, and it's 46 seconds, so John Williams leads by 4 seconds at the bungalow.
But Mick Grant had the bit between his teeth on the mountain descent and led by 4.5 seconds. Let's follow Mick Grant now on his sixth lap, and at Ballacrane he led by 12 seconds.
Cracks into the corner. Away he goes. I've got the watch on him as he goes out of the corner. And we'll see. Now, if Mick Grant pulls back what he pulled from the start to Ballacrane in the last lap, he could be now about 12 to 13 seconds ahead of John Williams, because, as I say, that's where the Kawasaki...
By Balaff Bridge, the lead was 13 seconds.
Here he is, Mick Grant now, very, very fast indeed. I'll say a real beauty. And anybody who gets a photograph of that will have something to treasure, because that's the leader of the 1975 Senior TT, showing all his true style. And the watch is racing round the dial...
Another 1.5 seconds had been added to his lead by the bungalow.
And he's at the bungalow on his last lap, number 10, going wide again, very wide, over the tram lines, through the second half of the corner. The crowd waves to him. Mick Grant makes no acknowledgement. He sticks to the task in hand and goes up the left-hand side of the road towards Brandywell. The watch is started. The starting interval was 50 seconds.
And so to the checkered flag, and a win for Mick Grant by 31.2 seconds.
Mick Grant... The waves of the crowd. He crosses the line now. A tremendous cheer for Mick Grant, number 10. And certainly he's going to consider that, I think, his lucky number. As I said, the last race he won on the TT course, he was number 10. And that was in the production 750. So the lucky number 10 for Mick Grant. Number 19, John Williams.
And shortly after the race, I spoke to the winner, Mick Grant.
Delighted to see you in first place again.
Thanks very much, Peter.
How were the conditions today?
Well, sort of half and half, really. Part of the course was excellent, and the rest of the course was very bad, very wet, and certainly on the second lap, very bad mist on the mountain.
Yeah, an average speed of over 100, though, is not bad going, is it?
Oh, that surprises me, actually.
What about the big one on Friday?
Well, obviously, after getting this one in the bag, I feel very confident about it. I just hope it's dry.
You're not not over keen on the dampness, especially with the machine, with the power you've got in the Kawasaki.
I'm not particularly bothered by the wet, actually, but when you sort of get in 750 machines and the 500s that are very fast, the tyre problem's very important. And the worst possible situation you can get is a circuit that's sort of half and half. We've got tyres for the wet and for the dry. In between, it's very difficult.
Did you have any problems at all today?
On the first lap, just after May Hill, I was as near as damn it off it. But after that, no problems.
Well, certainly, it's great to see you win, and certainly I'm sure the Kawasaki, who have supported the tee so well, must be delighted.
Yes, thank you very much.
And so the results of the 1975 Senior TT. First, Mick Grant, Kawasaki, 100.27 miles per hour. Second, John Williams, Yamaha, 99.88. Third, Chas Mortimer, Yamaha, 98.15. Fourth, Billy Guthrie, Yamaha, 98.11. Fifth, Steve Tonkin, Yamaha, 97.33. And sixth, Jeff Berry, Yamaha, 97.31. The Junior TT was postponed from Monday until Tuesday because of bad weather, and conditions on the Tuesday were excellent. Let's join it at the start.
And away we go. It's number one and two, Tom Herron and Chas Mortimer. Both having rather long pushes. It's Tom that's away first. And Chas Mortimer now. Now John Williams, number three, and Alex George, number four. Alex George makes a pretty quick start there. He does indeed. Now number three, John Williams, he's away. Now we have number six, Paul Cott on the Yamaha. Finished third in this race last year and got himself a silver replica. And Paul Cott is away safely. Now number seven, Bob Heath. And Billy Guthrie, another Irishman, finished sixth last year. Got a silver replica. Bob Heath last year retired on lap two. But Bob is away before Billy. Now the man who's won it two years in succession, number nine, Tony Rutter. And he's away with number 10, Charlie Williams. And what a dice this could be. It's Charlie that fires first, Tony Rutter having a long push before his machine fires. It does now, and he's away. And the wealth of talent continues with number 11, Phil Carpenter, and number 12, Alan Rogers. Alan makes a quick start. Phil is away also.
There was excitement at Ballacrane on lap one.
Oh, a rider off. I can't give you the riders' names, but they're both okay. Two riders have been involved here. The flag marshals and the police are running to them. And with the news that Tom Herron and John Williams are leading Alec George by 1 second and Charlie Williams by 1 second, followed by Derek Chatterton 2 seconds later, then Phil Carpenter in sixth place, and two riders. I'm sorry, I can't give you the news yet. As soon as I do, I will come through to you. The riders are okay. They're on their feet. No one needs to worry about the condition. I will hand you back to Peter Neal at the grandstand.
Well, the riders involved were Gordon Pantle and Norman Dunn, but as Tommy said, both were okay. Let's join the race now at the bungalow.
Here is the leading rider on the road, and it's number one, Tom Herron, cranks it into the left-hander now, drifts wide, over the tram lines he goes. The machine just twitching slightly as he turns on the power, and number four and number two right together there. Alex George having overtaken Charles Mortimer on the road. George looks over his shoulder. Mortimer's right there with him. So is number three, John Williams, that you can just hear going past me now, using slightly less of the road than the others. Here's the next man on the road, and it's number four that leads the race at the bungalow. There's number 10, Charlie Williams. He has his name on the front of his white helmet, so there can be no mistake, and that's a really polished performance by Charlie Williams. Tim O'Hanlon makes a correction to his unofficial timekeeping, and the leader at the bungalow is number 10, Charlie Williams, leading by 5 seconds from number four.
The close racing was proved by the times announced at the end of lap two.
Must let you all know that at the end of that second lap, it's a dead heat. Number four, Alex George. Number 10, Charlie Williams. Both on identical time for two laps. 43 minutes, 9.4 seconds, 104.91 average. Not separated. A dead heat between Alex George and Charlie Williams. Alex had slightly the quicker lap.
Well, Charlie Williams was ahead of Alex George at Balaff on lap three.
So far, Charlie Mortimer, Tom Herron, and number four, Alex George, have gone through. He's Charlie Williams. Now, it's 24 and a half seconds since Alex George went through, and it was a gap of 30 seconds at the start, so it's 5.5 seconds now. Charlie Williams is up on Alex George. But Charlie Mortimer and Tom Herron have both gone through, and it's interesting about...
And now the position at the end of lap three.
And here they are. It's number two leading, crossing the line now, and here's Alex George, number four. Alex George going straight through, gets the signal, and in fact, Ian, I can tell you that you caused a little bit of a panic for the pit attendant here for number four. There's number one, Tom Herron, come in for his pit stop, and he had a board all ready to show his rider. Alex George was in second place. You said he was 3 seconds ahead, and there was some quick changing of signals, but Alex George got the signal in time that he was first by 3 seconds. Charlie Mortimer in his pits, and so is Tom Herron. We wait now for Charlie Williams, and here he is. The 30 seconds coming up now. There's Charlie Williams, crosses the line now. I stop the watch, and I make it that Alex George is leading by 1 second. Alex George, 1 second on unofficial timing, ahead of Alex George. So Alex George, I should say, ahead of Charlie Williams. There's Charlie Mortimer getting away after his pit stop, and Tom Herron also away. So the first four on the road...
And what would the difference be at Ballacrane?
Number four, Alex George has just gone through Ballacrane going really hard. He looks really confident, and the machine sounds absolutely beautiful. He's gone through here bang on line. He went into the corner, steady, in control, braking very, very heavily. He accelerated out right over the oil patch, over the cement dust, and another rider into view now. It's Charlie Williams, number 10. I have the watch on him now. And I make it that Charlie Williams has gone through 28 seconds behind Alex George, which would put him 2 seconds ahead on the roads.
At Balaff, it was still very, very close.
And he's a slow rider, getting blown off by Charlie Williams now, 79. Charlie gets him right on the bridge, and he's definitely up, I would say, about 2 seconds in it. Looking across at the timekeeper's watch here, but we'll allow him to calculate it. It's 4 seconds in actual fact. 4 seconds, Charlie Williams leads Alex George on the fourth lap. They have both already got this fuel problem out of the way. They have...
And Charlie Williams was still leading at the bungalow.
There goes Charlie Williams, number 10. And he's trying all right. He's using all the road, and the knee goes out. First to the left, then to the right on this S-bend. And he's doing it to good effect, because he stretched that lead by just one more second between Balaff or even between Ramsey and the bungalow. Charlie Williams, number 10, now leads Alex George by 5 seconds on corrected time.
And now both riders starting their last lap.
That's Alex George, number 4. Crosses the line now, gets his signal, we start the watch. And 30 seconds, remember, is the time difference between Alex George and Charlie Williams on starting time here in this Junior TT. 10 seconds now. 15 seconds, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It's going to be less than 5 seconds. In fact, I make it just 2.5 seconds on my watch that Charlie Williams leads Alex George.
So what would the difference be this time at Ballacrane?
Alex George swings through the corner, tucks right down in behind the fairing, well on his merry way. I've got the watch on him. I've got the watch on him now to see the difference between himself and Charlie Williams. And Charlie really gets himself into the right frame of mind for this TT. He works up for it. He doesn't go out and break his neck in practice. Here he is. He's round the corner now. He's coming down right along the wall. Tight, tight in. Beautiful line. Into the corner. And I make it. I make it that Charlie Williams is 24 seconds he went through here behind him. That makes him 6 seconds up. 6 seconds up on Alex.
And Charlie Williams was pulling away by Balaf.
Charlie Williams passing right at the moment, Peter. And the gap is 21.75 seconds. So that is 8.25 seconds, I would say. On my mathematics, it's something in that region anyway. Yes, 9 seconds the timekeeper gives it as. 9 seconds now the lead, so even more has been piled on by the bespectacled Charlie Williams between Ballacrane and here. He's obviously got the hurry-up signal.
And he was well in front at the bungalow.
A white helmet, red and white leathers. Coming into the corner now very, very fast. The revs rise as he changes down through the gears. There he goes, number 10, Charlie Williams. The crowd waves to him. He acknowledges the applause of the crowds. He waves cheerfully to them with his left hand as he goes up the left-hand side of the road.
And so to the checkered flag.
Charlie Williams wins the Junior TT of 1975. He raises his hand in acknowledgement of the cheers, and a popular man indeed. And here's some more news now for you. Number 2, Chas Mortimer, is at signpost corner. Number 4, Alex George, has not been indicated there as yet. Remember, it was 10 seconds, the starting difference between them. Has Alex George had trouble in these last few miles? Number 2,
And the news on Alex George was that he'd come off on the approach to the 33rd milestone, was taken to hospital but allowed home after treatment. Well, after the race, I spoke to Charlie Williams.
Charlie Williams' fourth TT victory, I think I'm correct in saying. 2 lightweights, 1 production, 250, and now the junior. Many congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Conditions must have been pretty well ideal apart from one or two spots today, were they?
They were first class apart from Quarter Bridge, Parliament Square and Governor's Bridge, which our friends, the sidecar riders, have left a lot of oil around, and it was full of cement dust. And it was very, very dangerous indeed, I thought. Anyway, apart from that, we're first class.
You did some pretty quick laps there, around about 106. Do you think you were going to go that quick?
Well, yeah, I expected to go that quick. You know, going off last year's times, I thought it was possible, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, you had the advantage, really, because Chaz, who started number 2, and Tom, number 1, and Alex George, number 4, they were all in front of you, so it was an advantage to know where you were. Did you have good signalling stations?
Yes, I had the same signalling stations as usual at the Gooseneck, and also Tom Heron's wife was signalling me at Balaf. As you say, it was a good number, and you know, it gave me something to aim at. My only worry was Tony Rutter, of course, but I believe he went out in the early stages.
On the first lap, in fact.
Yeah, it was good. Sorry for Tony, but still. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a nice ride today. You're looking forward now to tomorrow?
I am, yes. Yeah, yeah. It's given me a bit more hope, you know.
In fact, you're very big. You've got 3 more, haven't you? I think you're in all the solo classes that's to come.
Yes, I've got the 250, 350, 250, 500 and Open Classic races, yes.
What about the machine and the Open Classic?
Well, I'll use the same one that I use today, in actual fact. We'll most likely do a bit of work on the engine, you know, maybe put a new crankshaft in, but I'll use the same bike. There are 1 or 2 little problems with it today, which I think will cure. Maybe I'll be able to lap a little bit faster on Friday.
I hope. Good, Charlie. It's always nice to see a regular TT supporter winning a race. Many congratulations from all of us and all the best for the rest of the week.
Thank you. Thanks.
And so the results of the Junior TT. First, Charlie Williams, Dugdale Maxton Yamaha, 104.38 miles an hour. Second, Chas Mortimer, Danfei Yamaha, 103.04. Third, Tom Herron, Yamaha, 102.35. Fourth, Steve Tonkin, McVeigh Yamaha, 102.06. Fifth, Derek Chatterton, Chat Yamaha, 101.69. And sixth, Billy Guthrie, Danfei Yamaha, 101.07.